So let's move on now, talk a little bit about Hodgkin lymphoma. And of course, I want to get your take on the Echelon 1 study. But before we get into that, maybe you can just begin by talking about your 31-year-old man.
Yeah, so I recently saw a patient who I think many people would say is a fairly standard presentation of Hodgkin lymphoma. So 31-year-old gentleman, really no comorbidities, illnesses, presented with a lump in his neck, was actually feeling quite well. And when we biopsied that, it demonstrated classical Hodgkin lymphoma. We staged him and he was found to have stage 2B disease in that he had bilateral neck involvement and mediastinal involvement. And, you know, on questioning, he did have some night sweats that had developed over the last several months. So stage 2B disease. So he went on to receive ABVD treatment, which is still our standard approach for upfront Hodgkin lymphoma when he was treated, received 6 cycles, actually did very well with that, achieved a PET CR. But at about the 18-month mark on routine follow-up, he did start to have new symptoms of difficulty swallowing. And I have to say, it was a bit of a diagnostic dilemma at first, because when we staged him, he didn't have clear new progressive lymph glands. He had maybe some thickening adjacent to the esophagus, and we weren't really sure what was going on till actually it was on a endoscopic biopsy through the esophagus that we were actually able to determine that he in fact had relapsed Hodgkin lymphoma, which was unusually not necessarily presenting as nodal involvement, but presenting as this extranodal soft tissue component adjacent to his esophagus. So he then went on to our standard approach at that point, which, again, would be salvage chemotherapy. Here we use GDP, but there are a number of salvage chemotherapies that can be used, followed by stem cell transplant, so autologous stem cell transplant. And he obtained a very excellent response to that with a complete remission post-autologous stem cell transplant. And as per our usual approach now, he is now receiving maintenance therapy with brentuximab.